Melatonin is a hormone made deep in the brain to induce sleep and keep the body's internal clock running on time. Many people have taken melatonin pills as a natural sleep aid and have been disappointed. Up until now, studies on the pills had been inconclusive, but a new study published in the journal Sleep shows that melatonin works. It's just a matter of when you take it. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
First, let's get straight on how not to take melatonin, according to the new study.
Melatonin taken at the typical time most people take melatonin, which is before nighttime sleep, did not improve their sleep. And that's probably why melatonin has a mixed reputation.
That's Dr. Charles Zeisler of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, who led the study. To determine when a melatonin pill does work to improve sleep, Zeisler and colleagues locked 36 healthy young volunteers, one at a time, in a windowless, soundproof room away from all contact with the outside world for 21 days. Then they used light and darkness cycles to really screw up their circadian clocks.
We shifted the person's timing of when they slept 4 hours earlier. It would be like traveling from Anchorage to New York and making that kind of a shift every day, traveling further and further eastward and going around and round the globe.
This was necessary to separate melatonin's role as a resetter of people's biological clocks from its function as a sort of reverse alarm clock that signals time to sleep. When the study subjects took even a tiny dose of melatonin during the time when their natural melatonin levels were low, that is, when their bodies thought it was daytime, they slept better.
If we increase blood levels of melatonin during the daytime when the body doesn't release melatonin, we do improve the ability of participants to sleep during the daytime.
Their sleep efficiency improved. That's the amount of time they actually slept while they were in bed.
Our study shows that if they were taking melatonin when they were attempting to sleep during the daylight hours, they'd get an extra half an hour of sleep.
Half an hour. That may not sound like a lot, but sleep researchers say it's what prescription sleeping pills provide. Dr. Thomas Roth says a half hour more sleep is a big deal.
It's very important to understand sleep loss is cumulative.
Roth is a leading sleep researcher at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. He says people generally run up a sleep deficit during the work week.
Most of us, because we lose about half an hour of sleep a night, sleep longer on weekends.
The problem is worse for people who have to work when the rest of the world is sleeping and sleep during daylight hours. These shift workers typically sleep only 4 or 5 hours. Ross says if a melatonin pill gave them an extra half hour every day, that'd go a long way toward reducing their chronic sleep deficit, and on any given day they'd perceive that half hour difference. But for those who want to act on these findings, there's a problem. There's no way to tell whether the bottles of melatonin you buy in the drugstore or health food store actually contain any melatonin.
By and large, the products in health food stores are not governed by anybody. There's no agency which sort of defines what's in there.
Unless and until these products are regulated, sleep researchers say consumers who need to sleep during the day will have to try different brands until they find one that works. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.